Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. It is time for our tech show with Brother Faisal Patel. Brother Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Sister Nisa, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
For a moment, I thought you were walking backwards out of this studio because that's what it sounded like.
No. We just forgot to mute the studio mic, so yeah, everything's back to square one.
All right, so we're talking phones first thing this morning, and we're looking at the Huawei Band 6, a sports band for health-conscious South Africans. We spoke about that last week.
Yeah, we did speak about it last week, but the pre-orders open up this week. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of queries about it, so I just want to go through it again in case those people might have missed it. So basically, this particular band, I did go for the launch. It is not a smartwatch, so let's just first draw the distinction there. It is a health band, and this performs a number of functions, which is your SpO2 and your heart rate, and keeps track of your fitness and that kind of things. So just to go through it, as I mentioned, that pre-orders did open on the 11th of June, and it goes up until the 17th of June. So if the listeners do want to order, they'll pay about 49 rand between 11th and 17th of June and receive an extra 200 discount of the balance of the purchase price if they pre-order. So you can check that out. But to give you the features, I mean, Sister Nissan, you know, with the advent of COVID-19, you heard in a bulletin now yesterday, 9,300 infections. I mean, yes. We're already in the midst of the third wave, and the people need to keep more track of their health. My aunt was just admitted to hospital over the weekend. I was off for about a week last week because I came into contact with her. I don't have COVID, by the way, but I had to go into quarantine and isolation. But it is serious. This disease is really affecting a lot of people. And Professor Shabir Mahdi, speaking to Radio Islam last week, saying that this disease is not going anywhere in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So the design features of this particular band, the Huawei Band 6, this entry-level wearable with leading design and most comprehensive functions, has stellar features. I mean, it's got a lot of features. It's got a 1.47-inch AMOLED full-view display. It's got 148% larger viewable area. Let's go on to pixels. So it's got a high resolution of 194 by 368 display with 282 ppi. And then no more running out of battery life. I think that's very important, especially when you got a device like this. And why I'm emphasizing on this is because when you have COVID, the one thing you need to keep track of is your sets. Now, for those that don't know, the healthcare facilities, they use the word sets, which is your oxygen, your heart rate, and obviously your blood pressure. Now, saturation. This particular, the blood saturation. So this one doesn't measure your blood pressure, but it does measure your SpO2 and your heart rate, and that's very important. Now, if you buy an oximeter at the moment, it's going to cost you anywhere between 69 rand or 70 rand for the cheapies, and goes up to 200-300 rand. If you get this particular device, you got everything on the wrist of your hand all the time. So battery life, I mean, is absolutely amazing. It offers incredible 14 days of battery life and 10 days for heavy use. When I'm saying heavy use, using it all the time. And then coming on to fitness, I mean, that's what it's important for. So it's got TrueSense 4.0 heart rate monitoring technology, and it measures it 24 hours a day. And then the most important one, especially when you got COVID-19, the SpO2, which is your oxygen level. You know, I got my Huawei Watch GT2 Pro, the moon phase, and I keep track of my SpO2 all the time. And one day, I think it was last week sometime, when I was at work, my oxygen level actually dropped to like 70%. I was actually shocked. You know, I was trying to figure out what did I do. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you overexert yourself. So this keeps track of it all the time. And then it's all about the metrics, as I say. Everything is on there. So whether you are running, walking, cycling, swimming, as well as the elliptical and rowing machine, there's also rope jumping features on this particular band as well. So if you want to check it out, like I said, I did do a YouTube video about it. I did review it. Go to my YouTube channel, check it out. And I think it's very, very important in this day and age with this pandemic. You need to keep track of your fitness, your vitals, and your sets. And this particular device is not expensive at all. The price is also on the YouTube channel. And I think if you want to get a fitness device, not a smartwatch, but a fitness band, this one should be considered.
Okay, so the next thing we're looking at is bags for dads.
Yeah, this is very important considering, you know, I don't know about you, but how many bags do you have, Sister Nisa?
I'm not a bag person, which is unusual for women. I would rather carry a knapsack. I think it's easier for me. So, yeah, I have one big bag. well, you know, for women, which is considered big, and I have one small bag.
Now, with me, I mean, I've got my work bag, which I carry to work every day. In there, it's got my laptop, and it's got all my cables, and all my gadgets and everything, just to make my work as a journalist easier. But there's also a grab bag, or I call it a go-to bag. Now, go-to bag is that if you're in a hurry, and if it's a breaking story, and if you've got no time to pack your main bag, you just grab that bag and you run out. So there's a bag for every occasion and for every person. And obviously, we don't want to celebrate Father's Day, because every day should be Father's Day. Today is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. As I mentioned, you can't have enough bags. In today's lifestyle, with the stuff we have to carry around, there seems to be a bag for everything. You know, if you want to get your father a gift, whether it's for a birthday or for a Father's Day, there's so many brands to choose from, but one has really stood out for me, and this particular brand is called Hex. That's H-E-X. Now, the company draws on decades of experience in fashion, music, art, and equip the next generation of creators. And just to go on, they say, we empower everyone to explore the outer limits of their potential through thoughtfully designed products. So let's speak about some of the bags that they do have. They got the photographer bag. So if you're a photographer, you can have a bag that can keep all your lenses and your camera, and it's designed with photographers for photographers to protect the camera gear with premium textiles and an eye toward style. And then for dads like me who love technology, the tech dad, the technical backpack is an engineering marvel, allowing you like to fit a lot of stuff in the bag, power banks, cables, and all of other stuff. It also features a heavy-duty water-resistant shell. Very, very important, because technology sometimes that you get wet, especially if it's rain, and once it gets water damage, it's absolutely destroyed. You can't actually fix it up, and there's no guarantee on water damage products. So Hex also incorporated antimicrobial technology right into the fabric, which resists and repels 99% of harmful bacteria, mold, and fungus. I think that's absolutely important, especially if you're keeping your equipment in this particular bag. And then you get the geek dad. Hex says their motto is to equip the creators by always looking to make people's lives better by focusing on attention and often overlooked details or needs. So there's a geek bag, rather, and then the fashion dad, you know, for those that are the, what do you call them, metrosexuals or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So the sneaker duffel features a roomy center compartment for travel clothes and padded and faux fur lined laptop pocket that will accommodate up to a 13-inch laptop. The front boasts a quick access padded tablet or phone pocket. The two sides ends the bag house, the innovative sneaker pocket. So basically a nice little carry-on bag if you're going and flying maybe, you know, to one of the local destinations and you need a carry-on luggage bag. I think it's absolutely important because you can keep a lot of stuff in there. One of the lessons that I learned, Sister Anissa, is when traveling is don't keep all your clothes in your one bag. Always put some in your hand luggage, because when I went for Hajj in 2019, my bag got lost, not lost, but left in South Africa. And I was reporting for ITV and I had no clothes. You know, I had sponsored clothing from a kurta company, Ahsan Apparel, and everything got stayed behind. I had to go to Mecca and buy kurtas and everything to present on television. So now what I do is whenever I pack a bag, I always pack some clothes in the main bag, which goes into the luggage compartment of the plane, and the other one into the hand luggage. So at least you've got something to accommodate you if you leave your bag behind. So a travel tip for the listeners there.
Absolutely. I was laughing because I had a similar experience, so I know exactly what it is you're talking about. Well, okay, so we spoke about the dads for bags for Father's Day. I was going to say dads for bags, but I don't think we want to put our dads in bags. So HMDs brings Nokia C10 and C20 to South Africa. Are these new phones?
Yeah, these are new phones. And I always get questions, you know, after the show, Sister Nisa, about people asking, I want smartphone features, but I don't want to pay so much. And, you know, Nokia has now rejuvenated itself, and we're seeing a number of products for them. And this is exactly what they've done. They've now unveiled the Nokia C10 and C20. Now, these are the newest newest smartphones in the C series range. Now, just to go through some of the specs, both devices feature a 6.5-inch HD Plus display, a 5-megapixel front camera, and a 5-megapixel main camera. And coming on to other features, they also have 1 gig of RAM, 16 gigs of onboard storage, and a 3000 mAh battery. So basically, entry-level features. Mm-hmm. And then the C20 has a slightly faster processor, an octa-core CPU at speeds of up to 1.6 gigahertz, while the C10 has a quad-core CPU with speeds of up to 1.3 gigahertz. Now, the C10 also supports older 3G network speeds, while the C20 has 4G support. So, you're not going to get the best of the features, but you're going to get good smartphone features. Both the C10 and C20 is equipped with Android 11, which is the Go edition, straight out of the box, and based on HMD lab test, loading speeds are up to 20% faster than before, and with access to improved security features. Now, Patrick Henchy, the head of product and operations for HMD Global, says, following the popularity of the C-Series, the company is expanding the range to continue their mission to provide accessible connectivity to everyone. Now, let's come on to pricing. And this is, I think, where people will be obviously interested in, you know, want the phone, even if it's just entry-level. The Nokia C10 will be available at selected retailers in South Africa from the middle of June, in light purple and grey, and the price is amazing, $14.99. It comes with a free phone cover and a screen protector. And then the C20, which obviously is a little higher spec, will be available at selected retailers in South Africa from mid-June in sand and dark blue, and it's about $200 and more at $16.99, and also comes with a free phone cover and screen protector. And then both the Nokia C10 and C20 are dual SIM, so basically if you carry two phones, you can now have two SIMs in this particular phone and come in the 1-16 gigabyte configuration. So instead of getting two phones, and if you don't want all the features and you want the baseline or basic entry level smartphone features, then the Nokia phones are really the ones to go for.
Okay. All right, and then we move on to Apple, which has announced major updates and features for all its products.
Yeah, there's a lot to speak about as far as what they've launched and what they've unveiled. This was done at the Worldwide Developers Conference, which took place in a week. So I'm not going to go through too much because there's so much to go through. Mm-hmm. They've released updates for iOS 15. So basically, if you have an Apple iPhone, and you can upgrade to some of those features. They've got wonderful, wonderful features there. You can make FaceTime calls more natural, introduce a share play for shared experiences. You know, there's so many, like I mentioned, so many features. Apple Maps has been also upgraded. Apple Messages is also getting a big update. iMessage, and they just continue. So it is available on my website if the listeners want to read the complete updates that was unveiled by Apple. And then AirPods. Apple is also highlighting its computational audio to help people with mild hearing loss with Conversation Boost. So that's on AirPods. Very, very important. Last week we had a listener that sent us a message with regards to people with hearing difficulties. Mm-hmm. And the AirPods are really, really wonderful products to assist with that. So iOS will be able to announce notifications to AirPods. You can choose which apps to enable with this feature, and it works with Focus. So for those with hearing difficulties, check this out. Remember, all these features will come around September, October, when the new iPhone is released and launched. If you have an iPad, iPad OS 15 boasts new features. You can take advantage of the unique capabilities of iPad, helping users to be more productive and taking the versatility of the iPad even further. So it introduces multitasking experience. It is even more intuitive, making features like split view and slide over easier to discover and easier to use. And then the watch, if you have an Apple Watch, that's also getting an update. Apple also previewed Watch OS 8 with impactful new features that make the operating system even more useful for healthy, active lifestyle. They've got now the breathing app, and they've got a lot of other features, workout apps, and also you can use it as a remote for your phone to take photos. And they have a sleep mode, respiratory rate is now tracked to show how effectively you are sleeping and if you are getting enough sleep. And then made for home, also if you have the Apple Home products like the HomePod and many others, just Apple says it designs home experience to be used to seamlessly use in an ecosystem is made to be private and secure. And then for those that have MacBooks, and you know we have one in the studio, you mm-hmm. guys have one in the studio as well, there's going to be a new Mac operating system. It's called Mac OS Monterey. That's the new one, Mac OS Monterey, and they unveiled this latest version of the company's desktop. Comes with new ways for users to connect, get more done, and more fluidity across their Apple devices, and then, you know, a whole lot of other features there as well. And then for developers, for those that are developers, Apple announced a 230 billion rand has been paid to developers and unveiled new tools and technologies designed to help developers create more engaging app experiences and make it even easier to build high quality apps. But one of the features that I enjoyed, and it is in the article on my website, is, Sister Nisa, you can now use, like, say if you got your MacBook and your iPad next to one another, mm-hmm. you can now use your mouse, right, to yeah. go from one device to the next device. So basically, it goes right across.
Okay.
And that's what SharePlay is. Absolutely amazing. We've seen it with Huawei before, where you can drop from your phone right onto your computer immediately. I think Apple is just trying to catch up a bit, but obviously they will improve on the feature.
Absolutely. All right, so we move on, and then you have solutions to deal with persistent load shedding. That should have been your first topic, Brother Faisal.
It should have been. But the one thing we need to get used to, Sister Nisa, is load shedding.
I think we're used to it.
I don't think I'm used to it. Seriously, I mean, it is absolutely pathetic in this day and age and in the modern technology that we have, that we have to go through load shedding. And last week was absolutely terrible.
I know.
We had stage 2, then we moved to stage 3, then we moved to stage 4. And if you are working from home, I mean, I can understand the pain that you might have gone through. And last week I was at home, I was doing all my bulletins from home from 6 o'clock in the evening right till 10 o'clock at night, and they were load shedding from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
So I had to make arrangements and get the engineer to connect me to a different way. So what's a lasting solution to load shedding? Look, President Ramaphosa did speak last week. There is going to be independent power producers, but it's a long-term solution. You know, it's not going to happen like overnight. So maybe another 2-3 years before that actually comes to the fore. So there's a couple of solutions. Number one is you can get a generator, but it's very, very noisy. I can tell you one of my neighbors does have a generator, and he lives 2-3 doors away, and I can hear the generator in my yard, so it's quite loud, right? Mm-hmm. Another solution is obviously to have power banks, but that only powers your phones or your tablets or even your computers if it is powerful enough. So what is the lasting solution? My suggestion, and this is something that I'm going to be implementing, I'm actually in the process of actually organizing this for myself. So the one thing that we can do is either get yourself an inverter. Now, the inverter is very, very important, and it does really a good job. It is expensive, but remember, for the current load shedding that you have at the moment, it's a solution, it's an investment into ensuring that your power is kept on all the time. So the one that I'm getting, and I just want to share it with the listeners, I think it's quite cool, and I can tell you what it powers up, right? So the one that is recommended is the Mesa 2400 VA 1440 watt 24 volt inverter, and it sells for around 8,000 rand. But now, it might seem expensive, but think about this as an investment towards you ensuring that you have lights all the time without worrying whether Eskom is going to stage 8 or even stage 12 or whatever load shedding, right? So in this particular price, it includes an inverter, it includes a battery cabinet, it includes 2x Royal 105 mAh 12 volt batteries, and it also includes cabling for battery connection. Now, this is what it can run, Sister Nisa. Obviously, mm-hmm. it depends up to you what you want to run. But yes. for me, this is what I'm going to run using the inverter when I do get it. So it can run your lights, it can run your TV, it can run your decoder, it can run your modem, it can run your Wi-Fi, your laptop, your desktop, portable, and cell phone charging. All of that. All this. Now, think about it. If you got load shedding, you don't have to stress. I know it is expensive, 8,000 rand, but look at it as a long-term investment. So when the lights go out, you can still use your internet, you can still watch TV, you can still keep your lights on, you can still use your cell phones, and you can still use your desktop and laptop computers. Some of the things, obviously, you can't use. You're not going to be able to use your stove, you may not be able to use your fridge, and obviously your geyser also may not be able to run. But it's better than stocking up on candles, and this is silent. It's not noisy at all. So you put it close to your DB port in a place where it's enough air out of sight, and you'll never know that you had load shedding. Alternatively, as I mentioned, you can get yourself a generator, but that makes a lot of noise, and you got diesel, and then sometimes you get breakdowns. This, I think the battery you change after at least 2 years, it also lasts for a good between 6 and 8 hours or even more, depends on what you're running. So for 8,000, I think it's absolutely worth it. We don't know when load shedding is going to end. Maybe they're going to even implement it again. You never know when Eskom will have breakdowns in generation capacity at different power stations. So this may seem a long-term solution, and I think it's a good investment to make.
All right. May I ask one question? And that would be, do you know what powers these batteries, the UPS? Oh, sorry, the inverter.
Yeah, the 2x105 mAh 12-volt batteries. So there's two batteries in there. And when the lights go out, the batteries then power the inverter, which then supplies power to your all your devices and everything that I mentioned, which is your lights and your TV and your internet. When the lights come back, that means when Eskom restores electricity, this goes back on charge and it charges the battery. That's why the battery lasts for between 2 years, probably more also. And then there's also another advantage as well. So if you go to bed at night, right, and if you don't want to use electricity, switch off your main board. Automatically, the inverter kicks in, and it means you're running on battery. Eventually, end of the month, you'll be saving some electricity.
All right. Well, shukran for that. I'm sure those who can afford it will definitely be looking at that as an option, because load shedding has caused, I think many people have complained about the damage to their electricals, appliances as well as food and that kind of thing. Yeah, if you have long periods.
Look, it's terrible
downtime.
At the moment. I know people that are on oxygen at home on COVID-19, right? There's people that are on ventilators at home. I mean, those that can afford ventilators at home. And when the lights goes, I mean, you're in trouble. You're in serious trouble. As you mentioned, your refrigeration, your food goes off. Some people have aquarium fish. They can't do that. And with winter, with the onset of winter, you know, you can't run your heaters. That's why if people are going to buy heaters, also my suggestion is that if you are buying a heater, especially with the onset of winter, I would suggest don't make the electrical heater your primary source of heat in the house. Rather buy a gas heater. So if the light does go, then you can always have a backup.
Mm-hmm. All right, and one final one. Stop sharing fake news.
Yeah, you know, Sister Nisa, this is so sad. Eh? I mean, you know, I mentioned in a bulletin, and you heard the story with Mufti Taha Karan, Mufti Taha Karan, that passed away. Very, very sad indeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannah. I mean, but, you know, before he passed away, I mean, I and a lot of people were inundated with news that he had passed away before he had passed away. And this is becoming a chronic habit, and people just don't want to learn anymore. They just don't want to take cognizance of the fact that this can have serious consequences. So I did write a story on our Radio Islam's website a month back where Hafez Musa was speaking and shared his sentiments about this. So it's called Stop Sharing Fake and Unverified News. It's dangerous, it's painful, and violates the commands of Allah. So you want to go and check it out and listen to the full interview. It's on our website. But please, I'm asking the listeners and those that are sharing unverified news, remember that the habit of sharing unverified news has become a perpetual and stubborn habit by wannabe journalists who seek the spotlight and synonymity of reporting breaking news. They say, oh, no, you know, that guy, he's the first person to break it, but in the meantime, it's fake. Now, we study and train for years, equipping ourselves with skills to verify facts before reporting. So, Hafez Musa was speaking about this during the weekend wake-up program a month back, and he says the sharing of unverified news has become a common occurrence. And then he gave a very nice clip that he played on. It was by Mufti Abdurrahman Ibn Yusuf Mangera. He was speaking about the harms and breaking of the commands of Allah by sharing unverified news. I just want to read that before we conclude. He says, quote, don't just forward everything that comes by, because there's a very important hadith which says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar, that they just speak everything. They just say everything that they hear. That is essentially what you are doing. There are some people who just look at the title of a topic of a forward of an article, and you just forward it on, almost like I am the radio, I must tell you everything. So please have a listen to this. If you are on WhatsApp and if somebody has reportedly passed away, phone us at Radio Islam. We'll check it out for you before you forward it. But, you know, we can speak till we're blue in the faces, and it's that people just don't listen, unfortunately. And I hope my message comes across today, because the latest installment with the passing of Marhum Mufti Taha Karan, I mean, it just created unnecessary pain. The family were very saddened. The MJC also had to issue a statement to say initially before he passed away that this was fake news. Please do not perpetuate by spreading the fake news. Please, I ask you listeners, introspect and reflect before you send the news out. check it with us, check it with somebody that's reputable before you send it out, because you can really cause a lot of harm, a lot of pain, and you're also going to get the punishment of Allah.
Yes, absolutely. Jazakallah khair for that, Brother Faisal. We'll speak to you again next week, inshallah.
Absolutely, Sister Nisa. Remember, the listeners can get hold of me by tweeting me on at FaisalPatel143, on Instagram at FaisalPatel143, on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel. Remember the YouTube channel where I review that Huawei Band 6. Check that out. And please also subscribe and hit the like button as well. And then if you want to mail me, Faisal@RadioIslam.co.za. Sister Nisa, one question coming through on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you are well. Sister Nisa, can you ask Faisal Patel a question, please? Well, he hasn't given the question, so we're going to leave it at that. No question that was asked here. So, jazakallah, Sister Nisa. Inshallah, we'll catch up next week.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.